AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Cole Thomas Allen, the man arrested after the shooting incident at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, is due in court today in D.C. He is a highly educated tutor and amateur video game developer from California who's opposed to the policies of President Trump. In writing sent to family members shortly before the incident, Allen described himself as a friendly federal assassin and railed against recent actions taken by the government, but did not mention President Trump by name. The president wants the dinner to go on.
We'll do it again within the next 30 days, it will make it bigger and better and even nicer. So I just want to thank everybody that was involved. I also want to thank the press, the media. You've been very responsible in your coverage.
Two officials tell the AP Iran has offered to end its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz without addressing its nuclear program. President Trump has made it clear.
They will not have a nuclear weapon. Very simple. Look, that whole deal is not complicated. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Oil prices are higher after negotiations between the U.S. and Iran stalled over the weekend, and a standoff in the Strait of Hormuz remains despite a ceasefire. King Charles and Queen Camilla will be in Washington today to start a state visit. The AP's Danica Kirka is in London.
This is really a big deal for the king. He follows in the ever-present footsteps of his mother and has to try to give a speech that will match the one she did in 1991. It stressed unity among the peoples of the United States and the United Kingdom. It stressed their common culture, and it stressed the long ties between the military and the governments of both countries.
There will also be a state dinner. Pope Leo is vowing to keep working to overcome differences with the Anglican Church. He met with the Archbishop of Canterbury, Sarah Mullally. This is AP News. More Russian strikes in Ukraine.
Russian forces launched a massive overnight attack on residential neighborhoods and civilian infrastructure in the southern Ukrainian port city of Odessa, the regional head says, wounding at least 14 people, including two children, in the latest barrage of civilian areas that have been a hallmark of Moscow's full-scale invasion. The heaviest damage was reported in the city's Primorskaya district, where residential buildings, a hotel and sites in the city center were hit. Marina Avarina from the State Emergency Service of Ukraine in Odessa says Russia has again attacked Odessa in large numbers with strike drones. She adds the housing sector suffered significant damage. Flats in a three-story apartment building were destroyed. The hotel was nearly destroyed. A car parked next to it was burning. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian strike drone killed two people in the Russia-occupied part of Ukraine's southern Kherson region, and a man and woman in their late 70s died in the village of Dnipryanai. I'm Charles Diladesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.